Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead. Get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Good morning and welcome to Sunday Take. It is Sunday, May 24th, 2026. I hope you're having a great Memorial Day weekend. It's great to be at this point in our spring, as we look at warm temperatures today, and we've earned it, as I wrote Friday. It feels like this is the weekend to rest and recharge for the next push, probably till the 4th of July or so, in what is started to be one of the most intense, and I would begin to argue significant years in Minnesota politics and policy. Starting on January 5th, when Governor Walz announced that he wouldn't run again. January 7th, Renee Good was killed by ICE agents. The legislative session ended just this past Monday, and really digging into where we're headed this year has been part of the theme. So we're more than halfway through. We're about 160 days or so, take a few away from Election Day, and a week away from two state conventions, the Democratic State Convention, the Republican State Convention. Democrats will be in Rochester. Republicans will be in Duluth. I will have the show next Sunday from Duluth, but we will cover the results of the Democrats convention in Rochester. Filings open this week, and you start to see the matchups. And the matchups that we're going to watch carefully are, of course, the governor's race and the Senate race and these congressional races. But we're also going to watch little by little these legislative races, House and Senate. With a tie in the House and a one-seat Democratic majority, with national trends what they are, what local issues are what they are, the facets of this particular election year, I feel like, are going to be multiple. There are going to be twists and turns. We're already seeing ad spending that we haven't seen in a few years here in Minnesota, both in the governor's race and in the Senate race. Seems like national groups mostly interested in the Senate race, but also the first district's getting some attention. And so we'll start to dig in on that race as well. I'm trying to make this week's show little bit of a pause and a preview that we could look back on. Maybe we look back on it in August, maybe in after the primary, to see where these two parties take their tickets. Does the Democratic Senate race end the way people think it will now? What will happen in the CD2 DFL primary? For Republicans, a contested governor's race, as well as a Senate nomination next week. How is this setting up? How is this setting up for the convention? And what are the few things that Democrats and Republicans and you, the listeners, are going to watch between now and August and now and November? Let's remember, this is pacing it out, looking at it. This past week, we had jobs numbers come out in Minnesota again. Minnesota again, unemployment above the national average. That's a new sign. President and his cabinet meeting over the weekend to try to find a framework on Iran. Of course, fuel prices, a huge story on a Memorial Day weekend. There's a lot to think about. There's a lot to talk about. We'll break it down in two different segments plus the take. The two segments this week are, what are Democrats' dynamics in their race this year? And what are Republican dynamics in a second segment? And then, of course, the take. I'm Blaise Olson. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO. We'll be right back on the Sunday Take. Welcome back on Sunday Take. I'm Blaise Olson. This week on Memorial Day weekend, we're reflecting. But we want to thank those who have given their lives for our country on this weekend. And we salute you, your families, the sacrifices you make, and a good reminder of freedom in our country. We're going to start our analysis this week with the Democratic field. And you look at, from the top of the ticket, the governor's race, Amy Klobuchar likely to be endorsed the next week in Rochester. And then the Senate primary and the CD2 primary being the three big things that Democrats are very focused on this year. Democrats also are feeling like in CD1 that they have a chance to upset Brad Finstead. And so as you look at those kind of top races, and then you look at for the battle for control of the legislature, you start to wonder, with the national dynamics being what they are, Trump's unpopularity, the economy being where it is. And I think this scenario can break a couple different ways. We'll start with the governor's race. It is very clear that Amy Klobuchar and her team know that the headwinds related to fraud and fiscal discipline are very strong. They are so strong that inside her campaign and her first announcement, her first public press conference, was about what she would do to fight fraud. She's also started to distance herself from Governor Walz. And gently critique the governor. So I want to return to a poll that we've talked about a couple times, but it's a couple weeks old, and I think it should be Democrats' biggest worries. This is a general election poll conducted by the Minnesota Chamber of Commerce, so it's a business-friendly group. Which of the top three priorities should state leaders, what should be the top three priorities for state leaders when it comes to growing our state's economy? You know, my friend Evan Ramstad over at the Star Tribune keeps talking about the need for growth. And the reality is that it's falling on deaf ears, especially among certain policymakers. And so the top three issues from this chamber poll are affordability at 51%, taxes at 44%, government spending at 33%, education at 23%, wages at 18%, housing at 17%, businesses at 16%, creating jobs at 15%, childcare down at 10%, fund more programs at 4%, and encouraging moving to Minnesota at 2%. So what are the top three priorities? And the reality is, if affordability is one that state leaders should focus on, that creates one of the conversation pieces for the governor's race. Because the governor's race, as I've said many times, people think about differently. And so for DFLers to think about the governor's race differently, and you look at these polls, you start to see some headwinds. The trifecta of 2023 and 2024 has driven up costs. It's driven up costs of driving and transportation, the gas tax. It's driven up property taxes. And so if Republicans could be successful in linking some Democratic policies to the fact that Minnesota might not be as affordable as our neighboring states, that creates a challenge for Amy Klobuchar. And we're facing that deficit likely on the horizon in the state. And so how do you deal with affordability when raising taxes is not going to be seen that way? Klobuchar suggested she's not in favor of raising taxes. Even Governor Walz said that he thought that they should not raise taxes. Democrats seem to be making themselves more aware within the party that there is a divide around taxes between the far left and the more moderate left. In that same chamber poll, compared to a few years ago, would you say Minnesota provides good value services and programs for the amount of money you pay in the state? 51% say no, 9% say yes, 33% say the same. Do you believe state taxes are too high, about right, or too low? 67%. Now, a strong majority feel like Minnesota is a good place to work at 73%. And 63% have confidence in small businesses to do what's right. 51% say they have confidence in business leaders across the state. And so you start to see here how this trades out. Okay. What are these major issues? 65% rate the state's economy is fair to poor. 47% say their personal finances have gotten worse in the past year. These are the challenges in the Klobuchar race. And if Republicans, whoever it is, and we'll talk about that in the next segment, in the governor's race, this is going to be the conversation. And as I've said before, the candidates have to talk about what is the future of the state. It is a major shift in the way the last two or three governor's races have been won. It feels a lot more like 2002, 2006. It feels much more like that. The big last takeaway from that poll is, which of the following do you believe the biggest issue facing Minnesota? 33% say managing misuse of state finances. It doesn't even have the word fraud in it. 18% say providing adequate health care. 17% say the political direction of the state. 15% say protecting safety. 8% say something else. 6% say growing the state's economy. And 3% saying offering access to quality education. Yes, the biggest issue facing Minnesota education is now 7th at 3%. But healthcare, the political direction, protecting safety, and then managing misuse of state finances is number one with one third. That's not just Republicans saying that. Let's shift to the U.S. Senate race for Democrats. Peggy Flanagan, Angie Craig. Next weekend, it's very likely, highly favored, that Peggy Flanagan will get the DFL endorsement. And I will say this, Flanagan's run a better race than I expected her to run. She's also attracted national attention from Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and others that I didn't know she would get their traction. She still trails Craig in fundraising, which will be one of the stories of the primary. I anticipate that Angie Craig will be up on ads for the primary as soon as the convention is over next week, maybe even before. Angie Craig is a formidable opponent. Peggy Flanagan has never run by herself statewide. She's run with Walz. And within the Democratic Party, this race sets up a real question for DFLers. Are they going to pick a far left Democrat, or are they going to pick a more moderate Democrat? This is reflective of a battle that Democrats are having across the country. It's also reflective of a battle that Minnesota Democrats are going to continue to struggle with. And mark my words, there will be pointed debates about this topic. Craig is vulnerable amongst Democrats on the Lake and Riley Act. She may be seen as more moderate on other issues to the chagrin of herself. But I look at Flanagan and I see some vulnerabilities in a primary. I see vulnerability on states fraud. Now, the real question is, does that issue play amongst Democratic voters? And it certainly doesn't play amongst DFL delegates that will gather in Rochester next week, because they buy the party line. They are the most party loyal. They are the most loyal to the Tim Walzes of the world, who they kind of look the other way, to be honest. It's not that big of a deal. We should fix it. They have their pet issues, whether it's a woman's right to choose or their union issues, because a large portion of DFL delegates are made up of union members, from Education Minnesota to AFSCME to SEIU. And it's those SEIU and AFSCME leaders that start to begin to shape the far left version of the DFL. That will pull Flanagan left. They will also have resources to try to get her through a primary. Meanwhile, the building trades and other unions that have endorsed Craig will do the same. Polling numbers have to improve for Craig, and internally, she may have to pull out a few moments of surprise to really get to the Flanagan campaign. I think one of them is Flanagan's just role for the last 7 years in state government. When I interviewed Peggy Flanagan about her announcement, she said that one of the things that she learned as lieutenant governor compared to when she was a legislature is when the legislature passes laws, how the executive branch and the administration have to implement them. And that's not always easy. If you look at the fumbling of the Walz administration, especially with DHS and fraud issues, it's fair and right to ask Flanagan about those issues. But will the broader DFL electorate vote that way? The other major change is, where are DFL voters? You know, when Mark Dayton, Mike Hatch won primaries, they did so with strong DFL primary turnout on the Iron Range. Why would there be strong DFL turnout on the Iron Range this year? It would have to be for the governor's race, because there's not competitive races out there. Similarly, the third congressional district west of the Twin Cities has become more progressive since Trump was elected in 2016. And will they show up in the primary? The one thing that may drive out people in western Hennepin County is the county attorney's race that's open as well. It's a nonpartisan race, but you have mostly Democrats running. Cedric Frazier being the leading candidate to get the DFL endorsement. But I think that you're going to have other wealth funded candidates in that race, including Andrew Folk, a Democrat, who has been involved in the U.S. Attorney's Office. So those are the places to watch for primary turnout that will impact that Senate race. Finally, the biggest place that you're going to see a change in election dynamics for a primary is in CD2. This is Andy Craig's seat south of the metro, a suburban rural district that will have all types. And Craig has fit the district well. She's shown her political strength. And now you have a three-way primary there between Kayla Berg, Matt Klein, and Matt Little. Matt Little got the DFL endorsement. He brings a different energy to the race than Berg or Klein. He's well-known online. He's creative in getting traction online. He's also picked up endorsements from major DFL leaders since he got the endorsement, like Keith Ellison and like Zach Stevenson. Angie Craig said she'll stay out of the race. Matt Klein, a state senator who may raise more money, has got to find a new gear in that race, because Klein, while he's been a policymaker that people have taken seriously, he lacks the enthusiasm, the energy of a candidate that you want if you're a Democrat in this environment. Finally, the dark horse is Kayla Berg, state representative, a visible one on labor issues. She's a flight attendant. She has union support. She also has the support of Emily's List, a pro-choice, pro-female candidate, democratically aligned super PAC. They want women elected. And in Minnesota, with four women in the congressional delegation, there will be a push from women winning and Emily's List to try to get Berg through that race. Finally, how does that play into the primary? That means the highest turnout in the primary will likely be in CD2. That should favor Craig. And so what we'll look at Fluence Advisory, Fluence Media, is where are the votes going to come from? And you can follow along on how those votes work, where we are. There's also one key primary in the state Senate that we're watching closely for Democrats. It's my home district, State Senator Ron Latz is being challenged by Lynette Dumalog, a St. Louis Park City Council member. They basically tied at the convention for the endorsement and immediately decided to go to a primary. Latz, who served in the Senate for quite a while, seemed more moderate, but never thought of as a big moderate in the Senate until the last couple of years. Chair of the Judiciary Committee in the Senate, fought hard on gun control this session, been a leader on that. But this is probably most illustrative of the battle within the DFL. Dumalago's state representative, Larry Kraft's campaign manager. She also is endorsed by Kraft. So you have Democrat on Democrat battle here in a first ring suburb, second ring suburb, St. Louis Park, Hopkins, part of Edina, where Latz, a proven Democratic leader, only faces this battle because they don't think he has done enough on the more progressive issues. But if you ask Dumalog supporters, they can't point to specific things where Latz is wrong. It's a race we're going to watch carefully to see the way the mood of the DFL is in that primary. When we come back, we'll break down the Republican races, which start next week. They've started in earnest. Kendall Qualls made some unfortunate errors, which may cost him the endorsement. We'll discuss those things and more when we come back on Sunday Take on News Talk 830 WCCO. Welcome back to Sunday Take. I'm your host, Blois Olson. The second part of this analysis this weekend is focused on the Republican Party of Minnesota. Next weekend, I'll be at their convention in Duluth, where they'll have a contested U.S. Senate endorsement and a contested gubernatorial endorsement. I want to just preface this by saying that there's a few factors that Republicans continue to have a disadvantage on against Democrats in Minnesota. First is fundraising. And Republicans seem to be early on recognizing that this year, and outside groups being formed to help specifically Lisa Damith in the governor's race could be a different factor than previous years. So we'll watch that. But the state party, as it is still struggling to be super relevant, super effective the way the DFL has been. And so these outside groups are going to have to fill in the blanks. It also is clear that Democrats, per notice of this weekend, are already door knocking in swing districts. They're already out there. While candidates are doing that, Democrats don't have the disadvantage on budget. So they have the advantage. They hire field workers. They're organized. And so notice that on finance and organizing, grassroots, Republicans just have a disadvantage. The final big thing to watch this year is turnout for Republicans. 200,000 more voters show up in presidential races, especially when Trump is on the ballot for Republicans. If Trump isn't on the ballot this year and he's unpopular, that could be a major challenge. Not necessarily just because of the president's unpopularity, but those who are most loyal to him don't show up in non-presidential years, which has given Republicans a boost in many races since 2016. So now let's start with their governor's race, Republicans' governor's race. Kendall Qualls has been running the longest time. Lisa Damith has been the perceived frontrunner here for several months.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
The wild card is Mike Lindell, the pillow magnet who spews election conspiracies, has not been as well received, but he says he'll go to a primary. Can Mike Lindell win a primary? That's probably a question for another day. It depends on who Republicans endorse. On paper, Kristen Robbins was probably the strongest candidate in profile, but she dropped out. So the endorsement battle between Damith and Qualls should go to Damon. However, Republicans have had a history of making endorsement battles very challenging. And having kind of some inside baseball during a convention that can change the shape of a race really quickly. I recall 4 years ago when just Scott Jensen was endorsed, Neil Shaw was a candidate, Mike Murphy was a candidate, and both of them had different types of momentum during the race. And it wasn't until Murphy cut a deal with Jensen that Jensen got over the hump. Now, looking ahead to next week, I think that Kendall Qualls is on paper a strong candidate, but I can't go into next weekend without acknowledging a couple key things. Kendall Qualls is awkward. He does not seem like a natural candidate. He doesn't lean into having a vision for the future beyond talking about the past. And that's not that Damoth does, but she's been more visible. She's been in a caucus that has had some really tough issues over the last couple of years, especially as they've been tied, and she's kept that caucus together. And that's a political skill that is akin to keeping a political party together or uniting a political party in advance of the convention. But I think one of the most illustrative examples of where Qualls is weak is in his choice of a lieutenant governor candidate. He picked Brian Nicholson. Nicholson stood at the announcement that he was going to be Qualls' running mate and could not give his proper age. When questions came about his job at the time, he didn't have good answers. This is after Qualls reportedly asked several people to be his running mate and that his team had inquired about several people being his running mate, including sitting state legislators. They all declined. There's something about Qualls that is not magnetic. And in order for Republicans to have a chance in November, they're going to need a magnetic, attractive candidate that really pulls the party together, brings energy, and could go toe-to-toe with Amy Klobuchar on a debate stage, which is probably a major challenge. It came out late last week that Nicholson has some litigation that he's facing from his last business enterprise. And that would further the questioning of Qualls' judgment and political acumen as they go into this convention. There's still a chance Qualls gets the endorsement next weekend, but I think his chances are slipping away. The real question is, can he hold his delegates or block an endorsement with Lindell delegates? And so you could come out of the convention without an endorsement. That wouldn't be likely for Republicans, but Republicans do have a sense this year that they want somebody to win in a primary. They want somebody to break the endorsement hold that it's had on its candidates. And that's the key of the Senate race. And so to wrap up the dynamics of the governor's race, you could have a Qualls, Damoth, Lindell battle. There's some other candidates there too, that if they bring in 5 or 10%, like Phil Parrish, they can decide to throw those delegates towards one candidate. If they throw it towards Qualls or Lindell and it locks up the convention or weakens the nominee, be careful. Republicans could come out and have their own gubernatorial primary that's more visible. They are likely to do that since Lindell says he's going to run. The real question is, how much does he have to spend? How much will he spend? And is the Lindell fringe part of the party enough to really challenge Damoth or Qualls in the primary? Into the next weekend, Damoth is the favorite. Anything else is an upset. Sources close to her say that the race should be over for the endorsement in 3 to 4 ballots. Now let's turn to the Senate race. You have Royce White running again. Remember, he was the Republican endorsed candidate and got through the primary just 2 years ago. He's controversial. He's loud. He's not a traditional candidate, which on the first couple of races that he's run might have been novel, but the novelty is wearing off. You look then at the other candidates in the race. There's Mark York, who's a latecomer to the race. He's a farmer. I think he's a very long shot in the race, but it'll be interesting. He said he'll abide. The next one is Adam Schorzy. He's a retired military vet. He, on paper, looks like a great candidate, but he has had just some challenges in getting focused on the campaign. Schorzy is probably the one person to get the endorsement if their leading contender, Michelle Tafoya, does not. Tafoya comes into the race as someone who has traditionally been pro-choice. That is a black spot on any Republican candidate running in the convention. Pro-life issues dominate Republican politics. Not as much as they used to, but still enough that Tafoya is going to run into major opposition just on that issue alone. Tafoya, however, is probably the best communicator, and Tafoya will raise the money. She's also the chosen one of the DC Republicans. Senate Republicans in DC have so much as said so, endorsed her, helped her raise money. And so she's going to a primary, and that will be the real test if she doesn't get the endorsement. If she faces Schorzy, you'll have a race against a well-known journalist, sports commentator in Tafoya, and a military veteran in Schorzy. At a time of war, that's an interesting debate. That's an interesting discussion. And if Royce White doesn't win the endorsement, where does he go? One crazy but believable rumor, because it's Minnesota politics, is that White would be Mike Lindell's running mate. Yes, true story. That's one of the things that's out there. Now you look down the ballot and you look at the attorney general's race. Ron Schutz is the main candidate for attorney general for Republicans. And Republicans and many others covet the attorney general's office and the race for attorney general as much as anything else. Keith Ellison is one of the most frustrating members of the DFL for the Republicans. And they want Schutz to run as strong of a race as possible. And let's remember, there's two things Republicans are looking for this year. One statewide victory. Remember how close they were in 2022. A couple races, they were very close, including the attorney general's race. And so watch that. Second, there is a certain contingency within the Republican Party that wants, probably in that U.S. Senate race, somebody without the endorsement to win a primary, because that will show a formula on how it can work in the future. Because the endorsement process driven by the caucus system is frustrating to power players in both parties that want more mainstream candidates. And if there's a disaster in either primary this year, just wait. You'll look for both parties to maybe change that primary date to a June primary without an endorsing convention and party politics in future years. That's been one thing that fundraisers and others have wanted. So Republicans face some headwinds, but in Minnesota, it could be different. Go back to that chamber poll that I talked about, that's headwinds for Democrats, that use of resources and fiscal responsibility is the top issue, the top priority of Minnesotans polled by the chamber. With the economy being what it is, with fiscal issues being what they are, I think there's going to be an economic consciousness on Minnesotans about their own state government, even parallel to the national economy, which is challenging. And so if they don't think that Democrats are continually being a steward of resources in a good way, or that there's a chance taxes will go up, or that the costs of Democratic programs and the growth of the state budget since Tim Walz was governor, if mainstream Minnesotans, even some moderate Democrats, feel that way, they may split their ticket. They may opt for a Republican legislature and maybe Amy Klobuchar, or they may vote for a DFL legislator and Lisa Damith or whoever the Republican nominee is. But as of today, as you look in the future, I would expect that those primaries we talked about, the U.S. Senate primary for Democrats, the Republican primary for governor and U.S. Senate, will determine the direction of each of these parties. And if the Republicans veer further right and the Democrats veer further left, that will leave the middle unspoken for in the general election, which it's Minnesota. Anything can happen. I bring you back to 2002 and 2006, when in 2002, Tim Pawlenty won statewide, and Tim Pawlenty won statewide again in 2006. In 2006, he was running when George Bush was not a popular president. The war was unpopular. Sounds familiar, right? But people thought Tim Pawlenty ran the state well, and in that race, they didn't think Mike Hatch had the right demeanor to be governor. Anything else can happen. So that sets up the convention. That's what we're watching in these conventions. Republicans have one legislative primary, two, between Mike Weiner and Paul Utke up in North Central Minnesota. That's an example of the far right running against a proven, trusted legislator. Weiner, a state representative, running against Utke, a veteran state senator, will tell you whether or not the citizens match the reflection of the activists.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Legislative primaries, party primaries, state primaries, congressional primaries. This year is going to have it all. and we'll continue to analyze it. But as you get ready for next week's state conventions on this Memorial Day weekend, as you talk maybe over a barbecue or on a walk or on the boat about the state of Minnesota, let me know what you think. Send me an email at BloisOlson@gmail.com. You can always follow our work at thedailyagenda.com. When we come back, this week's take, Memorial Day, a reminder for us to pause, reflect, and remember in this anniversary of our country what's important. I'm Blois Olson. We'll be right back on News Talk 830 WCCO. Welcome back to Sunday Take. I'm your host, Blois Olson. It's this Memorial Day. It's a weekend of reflection, pause, family, connection. It's also a reminder of where our country's been and where our country is today. The reality is that the images that we see on TV, the headlines we read in the newspapers, and the posts we see in social media reflect a divide that we haven't seen in my 30 plus years. But as we celebrate the 250th anniversary of the country, I think we have to look at the Constitution, and we'll start with the First Amendment and freedom of speech. Those soldiers who died that we honor this weekend on Memorial Day were fighting for protecting us and protecting those rights. Now, you can argue and debate over the rights you have or don't have. But the reality is, when you look around, when you live every day in our communities, in our states, as I travel the country, we do have a freedom that we should treasure. We also have an economic system that, while not perfect, is the most opportunistic probably in the world ever. And those are the things that the fundamentals of Memorial Day should bring us to realize are worth fighting for. Defending ourselves against foreign enemies, defending the spread of anti-capitalist, anti-freedom movements. Whether you have veterans in your family or not, you have to think about those who are serving. You have to think of those who have given the ultimate sacrifice. And when I say you have to, think about your freedom today. Think of your freedom this weekend to do what you want to do, to go where you want to go, to eat what you want to eat, to drink what you want to drink, to swear when you want to swear, to worship where you want to worship. Of course, there's those among us who critique, push back, fight, even attack those liberties. As we go through this year, and you think about how we started the year with Operation Metro Surge, and as tragic as parts of it were, and as disruptive as it was, and how our leaders didn't necessarily lead in a way that united the state, and how our leaders from Washington unified a certain Minnesota spirit amongst some Minnesotans, I would ask that we look at the rest of the year as a civil opportunity to talk about the future of our state, the liberties that we want, what's possible, what's aspirational. It's going to be a beautiful day today and tomorrow, and we in Minnesota, we treasure those days. We walk our lakes, we go on our lakes, we camp in our forests, we spend time with family and friends. And as you're doing that, just take a moment to reflect that for 250 years, our country has survived. We've survived divide, we've survived war, we've survived economic headwinds. And on the days that it doesn't feel that great, just know that it's still by all accounts, one of the greatest examples of the human spirit being free in the United States that you could ever, ever have drawn up. With that, I'll be with Vanita Tuesday through Thursday. I'll be in Duluth for the Republican convention next weekend. We'll have updates from Democratic convention. You can always catch what we're writing about, talking about at thedailyagenda.com. Until next week, that's the Sunday Take. Thanks for listening.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.